This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Stories about war are common. Unusual is the true story of an American war with no casualties. One of the spoils of the Toledo War was the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and the early 19th century combatants were the Michigan and Ohio militias. Since State Representative Mike Lotti's district is in the UP, he could confirm the story. That Toledo War of 1835 is called one of the most bizarre wars in American history.
Yes, because I think it was bloodless, right? I don't think anybody got hurt.
Well, I think the militias couldn't find one another because they got lost in the swamps.
That's a good. And they decided, heck with it. Let's just have a truce, right?
Yeah, but the whole thing had to do with a boundary line and
yes,
go on. How did
it
that...
was a strip. It was a strip, and it somehow messed up with the surveying, and it just didn't include what Ohio thought they should have, and. They were fighting for Toledo, and they got it. And Michigan was just becoming a state. I think they were a state in 1836 or 37. And they decided the Upper Peninsula should go with Michigan.
The story of the Toledo War is also told by Justin Saylor on his blog, euprestes.com.
At the time, it was considered almost a loss for Michigan because the value wasn't seen in the Upper Peninsula. But then it became realized all the minerals that were in the Upper Peninsula, the copper mining and the iron ore. At one point, the Upper Peninsula exported 90% of the U.S.'s copper.
So I think Michigan came out pretty good. Toledo is great. It's a nice area. But I think Michigan did pretty well.
Michigan State Representative Mike Lotti and UPR blogger Justin Saylor with a history lesson on the Toledo War.